So you're dealing with a disagreement in the workplace. Maybe you're the employer, maybe you're the employee, and you don't know what to do. You're struggling to see eye to eye, and all you want to do is resolve this issue and just get on with it. Enter Early Resolution Service. It's a great free service that's offered by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. But I bet you're not using it, and I bet you've never thought about it. So what are you waiting for? This episode is your ticket to understanding how to harness the Early Resolution Service and make it work as an asset for your business. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Lawlands. My name is Sunam, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Look, it is cold, everyone. All my New Zealanders that are listening, it is freezing. Are you feeling it too? If you are feeling it, look, we're going to take the positives of the situation. It may be cold, and I may be potentially recording this episode in a blanket because it is that cold. But the positive part is that the hot chocolates taste so much sweeter in this cold weather. And the coffees are just so much more soothing when you have them in the morning in the cold weather. Now, today's episode is a really interesting one because it's something that I am quite passionate about, if you didn't get that from the intro. I really believe that Early Resolution Service is something that benefits so many employers, so many employees, and I just feel, and I've always said this, that our personal grievance system is flawed, our process is flawed because of the fact that everyone is very quick to raising a personal grievance. But before raising that personal grievance, I do believe that Early Resolution Service can be a great option, especially when you're in the employment relationship, you're in the thick of it, you've got other employees, managers looking at this dynamic, maybe something's happening wrong in the workplace, and maybe there's an employer that's not getting along with the particular employee, or maybe there's a manager involved. And you just want to resolve this, but sometimes it's really hard, right? Because you're coming with your own perspectives, your own bias. Unfortunately, that does exist when you are dealing with the situation firsthand. It's really hard to put aside your differences because you're fully involved. You understand the background of what's happened. So you do carry this bias with you from both parties. I'm not blaming one or the other. The Early Resolution Service is something that I have recommended to clients in the past to tap into, and they have very successfully. I always recommend this at a very opportune time rather than too late in the process or too early in the process. But if it's done correctly, you absolutely have the ability to tap into the service, squash any issues you have, and either pack up and move on if the person's leaving or to mend the employment relationship. And it's a great asset to have. Before we get into it, I just wanted to say, come over onto LinkedIn, give me a follow, and subscribe to the podcast, because why wouldn't you? You get all of these legal tips and tricks, and it's absolutely free. See, isn't it perfect? Back onto it. So what is Early Resolution Service? You know, I'm sitting here and harping on about it. Early Resolution Service was introduced by the Ministry of Business, Innovation, and Employment. It was something that was introduced quite a few years ago, but I don't feel like anybody really taps into it too much. It is something that gets thrown around here and there, but it's not necessarily something where I've seen a lot of people turning to it. And I haven't actually seen a lot of employers turning to it as well. And that's really why I wanted to talk about this in the podcast. I've noticed a lot of employees will go there and escalate the situation, but the employer won't. And sometimes it's a better process to just, like I said, get over the situation, to squash it, to move on, to hash it out. So Early Resolution Service is basically a phone-based service. And the way that it works is that you can submit a form online and you can report an employment issue, and then you'll be contacted and the parties will come to a phone-based meeting where you essentially have a mediator on the phone or somebody from the ministry. It's not like mediation, it's phone-based. You're not doing opening statements. You're here to just have a conversation and hash things out. And the person on the phone is not a decision maker. They are there to just facilitate the conversation. Now, the reason why I say I've been successful with early resolution with my clients is because It depends on when you bring it in. So early resolution is not suitable for people that have raised a personal grievance, or if there is an issue being dealt with a mediator or a labor inspectorate, or maybe there's a migrant exploitation investigation already underway, or maybe there's a case already in the Employment Relations Authority. Okay, that's fair enough. If you're dealing with a labor inspectorate matter, if you've already got things at the Employment Relations Authority, then that makes complete sense. But the personal grievance part, this is where I would say to a lot of people that are listening, just be mindful, because I've definitely gone to early resolution with clients even after an employee's raised a personal grievance. The differentiating factor there was that they raised their personal grievances on their own. There weren't any lawyers or advocates or representatives working with them to raise this particular personal grievance. And they were also in employment, which is a very critical part as well. If the person's still in employment, if you still have some opportunity and some room there, then you absolutely should. And I do believe that a flawed system where we jump to a personal grievance rather than trying to resolve the issues or bring them up with the employer, and for the employer likewise to listen to the problems and try to work through them, that's what the system should be. So I do think that this definitely has its place. And you can tap into it. Now, what is it actually suitable for? It's suitable for, let's say, you've had a change in the workplace and you didn't really follow a process. Maybe the employee is disgruntled about the fact that they are being restructured or dismissed. Maybe there is unfair treatment in the workplace. Maybe there's bullying in the workplace. Look, I had somebody speak to me recently about particular issues in the workplace. And they said, what are my options? I definitely would recommend early resolution service as the first port of call. You know, the first thing that they thought was, I'm still employed, I'm still in my notice period, but I want to raise a personal grievance. Why? Why does that have to be the first port of call? So now that they're still in employment and they're raising these concerns as part of their resignation, why not go to early resolution? So definitely suitable for if you're dealing with performance issues and maybe the employee is just not understanding the feedback. Maybe the employee feels like it is very personalized and it is an attack on them rather than the objectives of their role. All of those things can be addressed at early resolution. The first issue that I ever had around this where we tapped into early resolution was when we had an employee that, and I say we because I was representing the employer, but the employee turned around and said that they wanted a really large settlement because they felt like they were treated unfairly. The employee was just not seeing eye to eye. We were dealing with maybe some underlying health issues as well there. So with that said, early resolution service was the best option and the matter settled there. So it's really important to be able to do that. And I've seen early resolution for things like overpayments and trying to deduct overpayments. So there are lots of different avenues that you can go down. Now, in terms of where to start, like I said, the best thing to do is to submit your application online. And I will have a link to the form in the description as well. But you basically will go through, you'll submit your application online, and then the team will try to touch base as soon as possible. Now, if you're down to the wire and it's something urgent, definitely mark it as urgent, as something that needs to be resolved quickly. Remember that it's a quicker and informal process. It's not part of a formal process. It's just a way to resolve it. In terms of what actually happens in early resolution, it is very different to mediation in the sense that each individual party is first contacted. They give their breakdown about what they believe happened in the case, give the background information and their perspective. There's a time arranged for both parties to meet figuratively. They're on the phone together, so it's phone-based. The whole point of this facilitator or this person that's there to help with the discussion is to try to negotiate an outcome that both parties agree to. So that's where it's very similar to mediation. It's about trying to get both sides of the story out on the table, and having a third party there can sometimes help because it doesn't help when everyone is involved in the background, in the context, and knows everything, and they've just been dealing with the situation day in and day out. So sometimes it's a lot easier. You may be thinking, what are your key takeaways, Sanam? I would say that 100% the best way to go about this is to tap into it if you are dealing with a particular situation with an employee. And I'm sure that many of you listening can resonate with this. And if you're an employer, you're just thinking, oh my gosh, everyone else is working perfectly fine and this is just not working. We've done multiple disciplinaries. We've done multiple performance processes. We've explained to the employee why we've done a deduction. We've explained to them that we've overpaid them and we're really trying to get the money back. Anything under the sun around that, early resolution service can be a great way when temperatures are high, blood is boiling, and you're just going, okay, I'm so at my wit's end, but maybe you can see visibly that this employee is just not liking being in the workplace. You don't want a situation where the employee feels pushed out and then they end up resigning and raising a constructive dismissal claim. So before the claim can even come, you can see the writing on the wall. The red flags are the employee has a lack of engagement, low morale. The employee has a feeling that they are undervalued in the workplace. They've given clear indications that they don't really want to speak to management or anything like that. Maybe you've heard murmurs in the workplace that this person is unhappy. Address it. Address it by having a conversation with them. And if it can't be squashed there, then absolutely go through the early resolution service. So those are the scenarios where I would say that you can absolutely tap in and use early resolution. And that's where I would say you can start seeing the employee disengage or there's a visible issue in the workplace. Now, as an employee, if you're listening to this, please hear me out. You can still reach a resolution that's agreeable to you, to the employer, to everyone involved. You can still do that through early resolution service. And hey, if it doesn't work out, then you can consider raising that personal grievance or going down that route. But what I would say is that both parties have a good faith obligation, the employer does and the employee does, to make sure that you communicate effectively, to make sure that you raise things in a timely manner and that you're proactive in the relationship rather than doing things reactively or letting them fester. So both parties need to be able to address these issues, and that includes the employee as well. They need to come to you, but you can't just rely on the fact that you never came to me, so therefore these situations don't exist. Like I said, if you're starting to see these signs where an employee is falling back and they're just not themselves anymore and they're not producing the work that they need to produce and you're bogged down in processes, anything under the sun relating to that, early resolution is the way to go. So why not? Just give it a crack. It's a free service. It's phone-based. It can only help with the situation because usually you're at your wit's end when you're tapping into either a personal grievance or early resolution. That is it for me, everyone. I know some of you may be sitting there skeptical. Maybe you've tapped into the service and it hasn't worked for you, but please do not disregard it. Know that this service can be really beneficial to you and to the employee. It just has to be tapped into the right time. And just like with mediation, it may not always work out, but I like this option a lot more than an employer staring down the barrel of a personal grievance. I really do. Now, I've got some massive ideas for where LawLens is headed. I would love to keep you in the loop and keep you updated about all of the changes coming to LawLens that are going to be new services, new offerings, and you're all my VIP people. Everyone on that list will be exclusive to the show, and I'm so excited to share it with all of you. So definitely join the waitlist, and I know waitlist, but it is going to be a good one. It's a goodie, I tell you. Thank you so much to everyone that is listening. I have been loving seeing people from all over the world listening. It has been so cool. Never thought that employment law for New Zealand would be something that someone would like in Spain or in Russia, but I am absolutely so amazed and grateful and thankful. So thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a lovely day, night, evening, morning, whatever it may be. And guess what? I'll catch you in the next one.